Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my God. Hey everyone, it's Carly and it's... crap. Hi you guys, it's Carly. It's, what day is it? March 30th. We are going to talk about a lot of stuff tonight. We are going to talk about Young and the Restless, the Duke Dare situation, everything. So I'm going to bring my co-host on first.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello out there.
Guess what?
30th today.
Okay, fine, whatever. I don't care what day it is.
It's 29th today. Actually, it's not March 30th. It's March 29th.
Okay, fine. Okay, for everyone, I know there's a couple calls in the queue, and I will get to them, you know, right away, but I had one of my dreams come true tonight because I got to talk to Spinelli, and then the phone died. Like, Blog Talk, I mean, right in the middle of talking to Spinelli, that happens.
Oh, it figures. I'm kidding.
Well, yeah, okay, so I'm going to bring on our other callers because we are going to...
I am so I'm so sick of Sam on General Hospital right now.
Well, I agree with you. Okay, I'm going to bring on these callers and then we can talk. But I think we are talking first about Drew Garrett.
Huh?
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
580?
Yeah? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I was going to tell you, this is Leanne. We talked on Twitter. And
okay.
I told you that I used to talk to Bradford all the time on MySpace. He knows who I am.
Yeah.
I met him. And I
really?
Said, and,
Leanne?
Yeah.
And if you can ever try and get, because I only got to talk to him for a moment, and I would love to book him on the show, because there's a lot of good Bradford fans out here, and
yeah.
I love him. So, yeah, I'm going to bring on all the callers, I guess, and then we can start all talking, I guess.
You
okay?
Bet.
Okay.
Because you had asked us to call you today about Drew Garrett. That's what Sarah and I are calling you about today.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we are going to talk about that first.
Yeah.
Great. 507, you're on the line? 507? Hello? Okay. And then I think this is Shirley. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, hi.
Hey,
hi, Carly. Hi, girls. How you doing?
Hey.
Well, and everyone, me, Leanne, we are going to use a couple, like, the next maybe half an hour or 20 minutes to talk about Drew and why he was fired, because I am not satisfied with what Zinner Hospital is saying and saying about it, because I do not believe you, Zinner Hospital, about why you fired this talented kid.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy? I mean, okay, this is what we're doing on Facebook, and I'd like for all the listeners out there to know that we've got that Sarah and I and a lot of other Drew Garrett fans are we've got a grassroots effort coming up, and we are fighting, and we are not going to stop until Drew Garrett is back in his rightful place in the hospital. And so, please, Facebook fans, come on to. Facebook and our fan page, if you'll just type in the search in Facebook, type in We Want Drew Garrett, you can find our our page on there, okay? And then if the easiest way to find us is, let me go to Twitter and I'll find that for you, the name of our, it's the WubsNet website. Are you familiar with that, Holly, the WubsNet? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm kind of, but I'm not so familiar with it, but...
Twitter here, and I'll tell you, because this is a good way to find us, is on for Wubbers out there. I know your listeners are, you've probably got a lot of listeners out there who are Wubbers, all right? And it's the WubNet, Wubs.net, that's what it is, W-U-B-S, B as in boy, S as in Sam, .net, Wubs.net. And you can find us there on her blog, the Wubs.net blog. And now what we're trying to do with Drew Garrett, you guys have got to remember that even though he's already been fired and even though there's already a new actor to replace him, that it's never too late. It wasn't that long ago that an actor on CSI Miami, and I think somebody told me his name was Alex Rodriguez, but I thought that was...
You're right. That is true, yes. That is very true, yes.
Okay, and he was very popular, but he was just out of the blue. They just started firing. And similar, what happened to Drew. I guess these guys just got, somebody decided they didn't like them. That happens in the real world. And, you know, these actors, they work in the real world. That's their job. And so it can happen to them just like it can happen to us. So somebody decided they didn't like him, so they just fired him and replaced him. And they took him away from us, the fans, and they ripped out his heart and soul by taking him away from Central Hospital. And that was wrong. And he's the only person who should ever be Michael Corinthos. He was there. They brought him to us by showing us a finger and a hand and an arm. And then if we saw his eyes and they blinked, his little fingers moved before, and then he opened his eyes and he started talking. We love that man. We love Drew Garrett. We don't want anybody else. And that's why we need your listeners to go to us on Facebook and Twitter. And we're on Twitter. We're called Keep Drew Garrett. And you know about that because you follow us on there, Holly. Isn't that
yes.
Right?
Yeah, okay. Carly. Yeah.
Oh, Carly. I'm sorry, Carly.
But that's okay. Everyone, come on. We've got to do something. We need to step up this. You know, for them to do this is kind of a slap in our faces. Come on. I mean, you know, for not giving the fans a fucking, sorry, you guys, a reason why you're doing what you're doing is wrong. It's so wrong on every level.
Well, can someone tell me? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't really mean to just butt in, but could somebody just explain why he got fired? Because you know, because you read different things and you don't know how true they are. I read that he was somewhat of a diva. I said, what is this kid being a diva? I mean,
you know
what is? I don't
get
it. I don't understand.
This is Sarah, and I'm actually running the Keep Drew Garrett Twitter page, and I'm running the Facebook We Want Drew Garrett. Hi, I'm with Leanne, and you know, really, no one has released an official statement about why he was released, and I'm not going to release it and condone any rumors or anything like that. I really want to condone helping him get back on General Hospital. I think he's great. I think I've been watching General Hospital since I was 3 years old. I've been watching it for 28 years. I think he is a phenomenal actor. I think he is one of the best I have watched in the 28 years. I think he's right up there with Steve Burton and Maurice Bernard.
I think
obviously something really went wrong. The fact that ABC has not released a statement, that General Hospital has not released a statement. I don't think he could have been too much of a diva for Maurice Bernard to give an interview saying that he's furious that he was fired.
I read that.
You know, so for all of these years to go by and for it to come to the point where they're not even giving a statement, I think something had to have happened. For him to be so much of a diva, I don't know that I necessarily believe that. But I don't really think it's really for us to speculate. I think it's a little odd that they're not even giving a statement or saying anything to fans, and for them to all of a sudden swoop in and not say anything, and all of a sudden, oh, here's your new Michael. I think that's a little insulting to fans, and for us to all of a sudden just supposedly accept it when they all of a sudden just chose to age him 6 years. I would say that's my opinion. I think that people have been very accepting of what we're doing. On Twitter, we have Soap Digest, who's retweeting what we're doing. We have Wubsnet, who's retweeting what we're doing. We have Team Drew Garrett retweeting what we're doing. Drew Garrett fan retweeting what we're doing. as rude as Perez Hilton is, he has over 1 million followers, and I'm begging and begging and begging him to retweet in what we're doing. I haven't got that far yet, though. but, you know, all I can say is, you know, in not even three days, we've gotten close to 600 fans. My Twitter page, since I've switched it to what I was doing to this, I have over 130 followers.
And that was just this morning.
Exactly. I think that it's just really important to focus on the fact that I don't think he was such a brat that he'd, even if he was, I think the fact is ABC deserves to have respect for the fans who have been watching the show and made it become what it was.
They should
because without the fans, they wouldn't have a show.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So regardless of if Drew Garrett even comes back on the show, I think as loyal fans as General Hospital and even ABC has, I think it's important for Drew to know that he was loved, he was respected, that we think he's a phenomenal actor. The fact that fans don't like recasts in the first place, and the fact that he was so good that, you know, I hate recasts. I hate them.
I immediately
hate the actor the second I even hear about it. Literally, the second he opened his eyes, I started crying. I thought he was absolutely amazing. I mean, he just made me cry. So that's why I'm doing this. I very much support him. I very much support him. Mm-hmm. And even if he goes on to do something else, I will still do this. I love him. I think he is wonderful. And I want him back. Even if he doesn't want his job back, I want his job back. I made a promise yesterday saying if Drew gets his job back, I will find Chad a reality show. I'll find him another job. It's not about hating Chad and not wanting him to work as an actor. I will find him another job. I want Drew to have his job back. And that's my piece. That's my two cents. So.
Well, he will get a job somewhere. You know, even the kid who plays Morgan, I just
I can't believe
this. He got offered a primetime gig.
Yes.
Yeah.
I said everybody else, you know, Steve and all, they're trying out for these pilots, and this little young boy got himself a pilot. I said, well, more power to you, baby, because GH is going down the tube. So, you know, anyway. So he's got himself his own little pilot thing going. What it is, I have no idea. But I said, wow. I said, all the good actors are leaving the show.
Well, another place that you can look up the true love that people have for Drew Garrett, if you'll go to YouTube and type in Michael Corinthos, The End, and there's the most beautiful tribute on there. And our page is also mentioned there by the person who posted this particular video. But it's like, what would you call it, like a collage or collection of all the scenes that he was in?
Yeah.
And it's such a beautiful tribute. I've never seen anything that great before. And then there's petitions as well. And you can go to our page and see the petitions. So, and Sarah, by the way, you sound fantastic on the radio. You need to keep talking, okay?
Yeah, Sarah, you.
I'm sorry. I'm kind of I like to talk, so I'll shut up now.
Oh, no, it's good. Okay, why? Sarah, why be quiet? I'm sorry, but what you're saying is really, really good. And, yeah.
Also, just so you guys know, it's probably like the dumbest video in the world, but I'm putting together a small video. It's not like a compilation of videos or anything. It's just kind of some screenshots of comments that fans are saying, along with like a short like news narration that I'm trying to put together. I'm going to try to get it online late tonight. It's going to be a YouTube video. I just made a YouTube account called Keep Drew Garrett. I'm going to try to get it posted tonight. When I get it posted, I will link it to my Facebook and the Twitter account, the Facebook account being the We Want Drew Garrett account and the Twitter account being the Keep Drew Garrett account. So as soon as I get that put on YouTube, I will be posting it and So it will be out there for everybody to see. Just so if people can pass that around, we definitely want to get that around. We want to get this out as much as possible. I mean, if we already got almost 600 fans just in these 2 to 3 days, I mean, I think we can get this out even more. I think it would be fantastic. So.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with this. I mean, you know, I mean, we can't see Michael now. Okay, if they wanted to bring on someone older a year ago, okay, people, you should have done that then. But not now. Not after we fell in love with this Michael. I mean, it's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. I don't know how many times I have to say it. General Hospital fucked up on this, and they are not apologizing, and they are not doing anything about it, and they are not even giving us a statement, and that, you know, that speaks volumes. When a soap is not giving you a reason, but it's saying, oh, well, we hope Drew best of luck and whatever he's going to do. No, ABC, no, Brian Fong, get off your fat ass and tell us the truth.
Right. Right, I completely agree with you.
I mean, I'm sorry for swearing, but it's ludicrous what they are doing to him. It's, yeah, I don't understand why they are doing this, but they are doing it.
You know what? I personally don't know or don't think. I mean, judging from employers that I've known all over the United States, they're jerks sometimes, and they're not always going to tell us what we want to know because they're just jerks. There's no reason sometimes, and there's probably not a reason this time. But what I do think is, whatever the reason is, it wasn't a good one, and nothing can excuse what they've done to Drew Garrett and to Drew's fans. And so, I mean, that's how I feel. And, I mean, we're going to get the word out. I thought of, like she said, we've got ideas that we're just going to keep going. And even if what's-his-name comes on the show, and I'm sure he will. I mean, we'll still keep fighting for Drew because they brought back, what was his name again? Alex?
Chad Duhamel.
A CSI. And fans got Betty White on TV show. I've heard that recently.
Yes.
So, I mean, fans make a difference. Fans brought Cagney and Lacey back. Everyone says that viewers, all the viewers are saying you can't do anything about it, but viewers can do everything.
Yeah, you know what? All of this people who think viewers cannot do anything is probably the ones that are happy with what's going on. That's why they say what they say.
No, that's true. They're not going to. They're flat out not going to. Are you still there, Sarah?
Sarah?
Okay.
I'm sorry. I have a machine going on right next to me. I couldn't hear anything for a second. What was
Sarah,
that?
Sarah, there's a guy on Twitter that's wanting our link to this radio show, and I can't seem to get it to him. Can you do that or not? Or do you want me to keep trying because I am trying to figure out how. I don't know.
I haven't been able, I have no idea how to do that.
Well, this tell them, this will come on Blog Talk Radio, Daytime After Dark, go Blog Talk, and all he will have to do is post the, say Blog Talk, Daytime After Dark, and then we'll come in the Google, even the Google sys engine.
Okay, it's Blog Talk. Wait, go to Blog Talk. Hang on just a second.
You want me to post it on Twitter?
Yeah, to this guy. His name is Chris_GHFan. Her name, I mean. I think she's a girl. Chris, K-R-I-S, _GHFan.
Is she on my Twitter?
Yes.
Or on the Keep Drew Garrett one?
Yes.
How can I not see it?
That's weird.
Yeah, it's Chris_GHFan at Keep Drew Garrett.
Oh, I see it right now. Is this a new one for Robbie's listening earlier? Sure,
yeah.
I'll post it.
Oh, thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Yes, it is. And I wanted to go look at my notes because I don't want to forget to say anything about this, but we do have petitions on our page.
Well, yeah, and you know, you guys So, you know, you guys are more than welcome whenever you need to use this format, because I, like Michael, I care about what's happening on these. Even though it's so hard for us to wasp right now, for our own perfect good reasons, I love Michael, and I don't think boycotting is the answer.
That's what the other DJ told me, too. That was what Richard Sims said, the same thing, that he did not think that boycotting would be the answer. And I'm thinking that over. You may be right about that.
You know, the thing is originally I thought that, too. And when he said that, I kind of rethought that. And I was like, you know, the thing is, I absolutely love the show. And as much as it is going to pain my eyeballs to watch this new guy and those scenes, and I probably won't be able to watch scenes with Michael now, I love Sam and Jason.
Okay.
I know. I heard you earlier.
Okay.
I know. I'm so sorry. I love the other people in the show. It's not just Sam and Jason. I love the other people in the show. I love General Hospital. I couldn't just quit watching the show after watching it for 28 years, you know?
Well,
and
yeah. I don't want to get into Jose Sam laid on side, because I have.
I don't want to get on your bad side.
Yeah, well, but man, this...
Oh, you know.
No, you guys, okay, I know we are supposed to be talking about this, but can I just say my little crush on Bradford is more than a crush after talking to him tonight.
Oh, I love him.
Oh, God, so do I. Everyone on this panel knows that, has been here the whole time, that I'm in love with Bradford. If you left the show, I would be probably doing the same campaign that you guys are doing.
I will tell you that. We will have to get in line, because I'm not in love with Bradford. I think of Bradford as like a dear, dear friend, because we started talking back on Facebook before he was even famous. He had been on GH one time, on the show once. And he was supposed to be on the show like 2 or 3 days as some guy that Alcazar hired to make a flash drive for him, a fake flash drive. And the fans went crazy over him. And that's the reason he's still on the show today. But a few of us, those few of us, like Jacqueline, my friend Jacqueline, and she's got a fan. Oh, well, I'll get her to call you, too, because she's got a great page called Celebrity Interviews, and I think you'd love to talk to her.
I would, because yeah. I'm talking to him tonight. I was so nervous, you guys. It was like, if I screw this up, I'm going to just go hide somewhere. And, you know, all I could say, you guys, is, is there anything coming up with you and Jason? And then I said, you and Maxie are like my favorite couple next to Jason and Liz.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah, but I'll tell you, Bradford Anderson will treat you like he will treat you like you're his friend rather than a fan. Now, I know that there's definitely a line there, and I know that I'm his fan. I'm not his personal friend. But the fact is that, when I finally got to meet him, all my other friends got to meet him several times, but I live in Oklahoma, so that's kind of hard. He finally came to Fort Worth last August, and we drove down there, and I didn't think I was going to get to see him because it was a crazy crowd, but I sneaked backstage, and he was there. And he came over there, and he hugged me and treated me like I was his best friend. And he took our picture together. He took my camera. And he took our picture, and I told my husband, I said, I'm never washing this camera again. But then, he was working. Bradford was working, but he was so busy. So my husband and I had to leave to go see the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. So we went back, and I went backstage again, and I said, Bradford, I just want to say bye. And there was a whole bunch of people, not a whole bunch, but there were several fans that had sneaked back there by then. And he walked over to me as if we were friends. It made me feel so good, because he gave me a hug and he says, bye, Leanne. It was great to see you. As if we, you know, knew each other personally.
Well, Leanne, I Twittered you. I DM'd you to say if you can help me with this, I would love it because I would love getting Bradford on the show. I mean, it would be a great thing for the show. It would be great for me personally because only talking him to him for like a second makes me want to talk to him more. And yeah,
Okay. But see, the thing is, he's gotten so popular. And back in the day when I used to talk to Bradford on MySpace all the time, I told him, I said, you're going to be so big. You're going to get Emmys. You're probably going to be as big as Johnny Depp one day. And I said, you're going to be so huge that you're not going to have time to talk to me or any of these other girls like Jacqueline or Sam or any of the rest that we used. There was a group of us that used to talk to him on a regular basis. And Stephanie is another one. And so the small group of us who used to talk to Bradford, and I said, but that doesn't matter to me personally. I said, the fact that you took the time now in your early career to spend time with us to get to know us, I know you'll remember us for the rest of your career. So when I'm watching you on TV or in the movies or whatever you do, I'll know that if I ever see you again, you'll know who I am. And that was enough for me, you know? So,
well,
and
yeah.
Always, yeah.
I mean, and you know, and... Oh, I did tell him to, he needs, I can't believe I said this, but I go, Bradford, Sonny treats you badly. You need to punch this guy out. Because the way Sonny treats him, I get kind of mad about it. So, yeah, I just had to say something. It was like biting me, but I have loved Bradford since day one. When he came on there, I'm like, oh, my God, he's sweet. He's nice. And now that he's so good-looking, I know a lot of people don't think he's good-looking, but he is.
Oh, if you saw him in person, you would think so. He's gorgeous. But I don't think he's so much younger than me. I do not have a crush on him at all. I think of him like a close, dear, like a friend, you know, like somebody that I just adore him. And, but I'm just saying, if he had the time to talk on your show, I know he would. The thing is, he's so popular now that...
Yeah, he is. I mean, because I love him. because I just love him and Maxie. And a lot of people don't like Maxie and Spinelli. And that's like a bone of contention with me. I'm like, how can you not like this couple... But, you know, I've got to respect all couples, even though it's very hard for me because I'm stubborn, and I think everyone should like Maxie and Spinelli, and if they don't, there's something wrong with them.
Oh, I love Maxie and Spinelli. I do wish that, I mean, they were making, I love Spinelli the way he used to be with his silly personality and the funny things, and he still does that stuff. But I wish they wouldn't have made him go back to worrying about his manhood again. Because Spinelli has, I mean, because Maxie has built him up so much.
Yeah,
you know what?
The thing about Soupy Mustango was I'm in denial that it ever happened because, you know, I just hated that. With Franco, I didn't look like, oh, my God, Maxie's cheating on Spinelli. She should be shot. I looked at it as Maxie, Maxie is just great, and people just give her a hard time.
Well, yeah, but I think most people, from what I've seen on the boards, people are huge fans of Spinelli and Maxie. I mean, there's always going to be some people who don't like them, but come on. I mean, but Spinelli is just one of the most popular characters that ever came on to General Hospital, and I'm like you. If they ever got rid of him, I would go crazy. I told Bradford, I said, the only way that I would want you to go from General Hospital is if you wanted to go. Because he could have a big career. He could. He could be as big as Johnny Depp so easily. And, I mean, he's an actor that's just easily, probably at least as talented as Johnny Depp, if not more. I mean, he's so gifted.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but you know what? I do believe that you guys are going to, like, make a really good thing with this whole thing with Drew. I think this thing with Drew will give results. I think people are hearing us. Have you guys thought about calling, like, Soap Opera Weekly and Soap Opera Digest and say, look, you know, because it's, you know, it gave it a one-liner in the Soap Opera Digest. It was like, oh, he was fired, they're the new Brad, they're the new Michael. Okay, I want someone to write Soap Opera Weekly and Saturday in the asking us this sane segment about this, because it's wrong what they are doing, Michael.
Yeah, to Drew, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, and I agree with you. It's wrong, and that's what we're about. Fans that are who are listening to us, we need you to go on Twitter to keep Drew Garrett on Twitter. We need you to go to the WubNet blog, W-U-B-S, WubNet. I think if you're fans out there, you know who I'm talking about. And also, we need for you to go to our Facebook page. This is very important that you go to our Facebook page and just key in the search. It's a long title, but if you'll just keep the title in, We Want Drew Garrett, you'll find our page. The title's much longer than that, but we're there. And we right now, just talking to you guys right now, our fan base has already grown. We're just almost to 600 right now. And you guys out there in Radio Land, I'm going to tell you right now, we need thousands. I mean, by the end of this week, we need thousands. Okay?
By the end of the week. Okay? You guys get off your butt and do this because, you know, this is wrong. Everyone knows how wrong it is. And let's get Drew back his job. Now.
Let's get Drew back. You got it, Carly. Thank you so much. You are wonderful. Thank you for having us. And I'm going to ask you one more thing. When are you going to be on the air again?
You can come back on Wednesday night. I'm going to be having a two-hour show every. I do have a two-hour show every Wednesday. This one is 90 minutes on Monday, but on Wednesdays, you guys can come back because I want to know what's going on. I want to see how many more people you get.
Right, right.
Just because, I mean, I know you're a Jason and Sam fan, so it's just funny to me. I thought there's no way in hell I'm ever going to freaking talk to a Jason and Sam fan because that won't happen. And so when you said that, I'm like, but you're so nice. Okay,
yeah. Well, don't boycott me from the show for that.
Well, no, I just know that there are some Jason and Sam fans out there, and I'm not calling you guys that, are a little bit crazy and a little bit mean.
Oh, I'm not crazy or mean.
We're fine.
Because I have to go to work, and I think we already lost Sarah.
Sarah, on the phone?
No, I'm on the phone. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Awesome. But I've got my other friend, the one that is also friends with Brad from the early days. Her name is Jacqueline. She's got a huge fan base of her own with celebrity interviews, and she's interviewed stars. She's interviewed several of General Hospital stars. Christina, the girl that played, what's her name, Lexi Ainsworth?
Oh,
and, interview Lisa Lucerio, the one that plays Olivia.
Oh, Olivia, yeah. Well, if you just give her my Twitter page and just say, I would love having her on the show. And you guys, I just have a feeling by Wednesday you guys will be making a lot of, you know, progress on this, because I've talked to so many people and so many people are pissed off about what they just did. I mean, it kind of came to a blow. You know, when they fired the little Michael that was built for so long, and then Drew came in. But when Drew came in, it was like a calming thing because everyone fell in love with Drew. And I'm sorry, but I don't think I can fall in love with someone who has always just played, was with the Disney Channel. And I don't know. To me, I'm like, how can he be a good Michael? He came from the Disney Network. I don't know. But I shouldn't say that. But I just think all of us are just going to have to fight this for this.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, listen, Carly. My DH name is, let me think, Laura. And I'm going
to... Well, are you on Twitter?
Yeah, I know, really. No, I'm on Twitter, and I'm Leanne Skeen.
Okay, because I think I just marked you in my favorites. So, give me a call. I mean, send me an email tomorrow night or Wednesday, and you guys are more than welcome and come on the show because I want to know how the thing is doing.
That sounds good. I'll see you. Sarah, will you be there? Well, Sarah will see her list. No, Sarah. I don't want to pinpoint her.
Okay, and you know what? I just have one question for you about Jason and Sam. Because why do you like them?
Why do I like Jason and Sam?
Yeah.
Well, Jason is very muscly and handsome. And Sam, I think, compliments him because he's very dangerous and she's very dangerous and, like, kind of con artist. And they like to go on adventures together. And I just like that. I like that she has no problem pulling out a gun and shooting someone and neither does he. So they compliment each other like that.
But neither do that. Liz had no problem with pulling out a gun and saving Sam's life.
Yeah, I like that about them. I do. I like that about them. I didn't like him with Elizabeth because she's very needy and she couldn't accept that he killed people. And I really like that about them. I really do. I like the fact that they're both, like, danger and she accepts them. And I like it. I like it. Very honest about it. I like that.
Well, okay. Yeah, I'm going to be good.
I now she was doing it with Nicholas, her own brother-in-law.
Okay.
I'm not an Elizabeth fan. Don't get me going.
Okay.
I just want to save Drew Garrett. That's
okay,
it.
Okay, you know what? Yeah, Sarah, I think it's safe that we talk about Drew because talking about that, we'll just... Yeah, I'm sure everyone would love it in this album if I go off.
Okay, let's stay on Drew Garrett.
Yeah,
we'll stay on that subject, and we'll be friends. We'll be good friends.
Yeah.
It's never good to have women in the same room and talk about soap operas.
I've got to go to, I've got to get off this phone. So I'll tell Jacqueline to get with you on Twitter and.
Oh yes, please. And you guys can call back on Wednesday night and tell us how your little campaign is going, because I think you guys are going to reach it. I mean, there's Facebook and Twitter. People just need to know this. And you should let, like, the soapnet.com people know it, too.
Definitely. We are trying to get the word out there as much as we can. And if you could advertise for us and direct people to our Facebook page and to our Keep Drew Garrett Twitter page, if people want to email us at keepdrewgarrett@gmail.com. If there's anything they want posted on our Facebook page or posted on our Twitter page, or if they have any questions, they can also email us, and then I will try to get the link to our YouTube page out just as soon as I possibly can. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much for having us on your show.
Sure.
Okay, yeah, come again.
All right, thank you. Have a good night.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Sarah.
Hey, in the chat room, Jason whistled forever. She likes Sam. I just read here. She likes Sam, but she doesn't like to Sam, right? Is that what I'm reading, Chris?
Bridget, are you on the line now?
Oh, yes, I'm on the line.
So what is it about?
Okay.
I waited till that debacle was over because I was about ready to pour coral.
You never liked Sam and Jason. That's really, I didn't know that. So
that's
what
they like about the couple is that...
So you never liked Jason and Sam together, huh? Okay, that's...
But are you guys telling me a little? I did not go off.
Very proud of you.
I did not go. I mean, I kind of wanted to.
I'm very proud of you, Carly.
Thank you. So, Bridget, I got to talk to Brad for tonight. And, it was been magical. I can't explain it. All I know is if they were doing what they are doing to Drew with Bradford, Yeah, I think I was still a little campaign, and,
well,
you know,
Carly, we don't know what went on back there. We have no idea what went on back there. Anything could have been done. He might have pissed off his powers.
Right. Yeah, we don't really know
what happened. Mm-hmm. We can't speculate. Everybody has their ideas, but nobody knows what happened in the scenes behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So I will, until they give me a full out, write out of what actually happened, I let it be. Because it could have been him. He could have been a little male diva. It could have been true.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know. So I'm not going to get all fired up because one character is gone.
I don't really care if you stay or go, really, tell you the truth. I mean,
because
of Michael character.
The reason why I had them on is because none of the other Blog Talk Radio was going to test this with a 10-feet pole. And so when someone is doing the opposite, then I feel like, okay, I can do it. So, yeah.
I mean, this is your show. You don't have to explain.
They're great to come on here and support their character, but like I said, nobody knows what happens backstage in the politics.
You're absolutely right.
He could have said something to the wrong person, and they said, screw this, you're out of here. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in this day and age, you got to hold on to the jobs you got.
But I was very surprised about Morgan. I guess Morgan leaving too.
Yeah,
he got offered
a pilot.
That young boy has a future ahead of him. He is
he's a talented little actor.
He's already had out of the soap characters, so he's already got his foot in the door.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in other shows. I can't remember. I've seen him in other shows.
Oh really?
Oh yeah.
Oh okay.
He was on Sons of Anarchy. Was the little boy that tried to? Yeah, he was in that. He's been in a couple other shows too, as a kid from. I mean, I'm not sure. I can't. But I've seen him on other than GH, so he's already got his foot in the door.
Oh my goodness! What they're saying some awful things about my Becky.
Oh, my God.
Elizabeth Van Hell, if they fire Becky tomorrow, I'd say, thank goodness.
Elizabeth Van.
Oh, boy.
Okay, you know what? Elizabeth Van, you know what? Rebecca Hurst is probably one of the most talented actors I've ever seen. And you know what? Kelly Monaco isn't. You know what? People want to get her back on Dancing with the Stars, and I don't know why, because I think that's a city move, because she was already on it and won the thing with Lindsay Dillon. And I'm sorry. If they get her back on Dancing with the Stars, you know what? I'm sorry, people. We need not to rush that show, because I'm sorry, I cannot support Kelly Monaco Sam Robert. I mean, I got mad on my TV last time with Sam. I mean, I wanted to yell and scream when she was this. She being a little bitch about everything, and, you know, this story should not even be about her. And everything has to be about the
Well, the thing is, Sonny's doing the exact same damn thing. It's all about him and his mom's views.
Yeah.
He's not listening to his daughter.
She says she's just waiting it to how we're upset about Drew. It's no big deal to be let go. And you know what? I have to kind of agree. I mean, it's just a job. I mean, this happens all the time, you know. I mean, people lose their job and, you know, go somewhere else or whatever, you know. And like you said, it's politics, you know.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, he might find something that's 100 times better than GH.
right now.
I mean, he's a kid,
yeah.
You know, he's
too
young,
what is he,
you know.
17,
so who knows, there may be many
and you know
times
what?
When he's
and
fired,
you
know.
What? The new guy, maybe the new guy's going to be just as good, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
He
I'm
might,
just sick of the character, period.
He's
but
tall.
I'm sick
way
of Michael.
Tall.
And I'm thinking that maybe they could have did it for storyline reasons. Maybe they wanted to take Michael in a new direction or something.
Mm.
You know, I don't know.
Well, they did. They're putting him out of the door.
Don't let the door hit you with a sword split.
That's the new direction.
They could do that with Monaco, too. They could kick her ass right out to with him.
She
well,
has
I,
nowhere to go. Where is she going?
I'm
she
so
has
sick
nowhere
of
to go.
Her whiny ass. She is.
I know.
She really whine.
No,
I've never seen a person between her and JJ. They ought to be together. Those
that's why I say.
Did you see the scene today? I was so wanted the scene between Jason. And I so wanted to laugh. I was like. Somebody in the Dallas said that the scene was forced today, and I so agree with that. With Jason
it was,
and Dempsey, it was so freaking forced. I mean, and then he was like, she was venting. I guess there was a run-in that she had. I guess Luke went to see Christina, and then Sam broke it up, and then she was trying to comfort Christina, and then she was so upset about what's happening to her sister, she went to go vent with Jason, and I guess I kind of fast forward through it, but. Jason, I get took her to Kelly's to have a milkshake or something, and then it was just the way that scene was. It was so boring today. It was so funny.
Oh, boy.
Well, you guys, this week they argue again.
Are they arguing this week?
They just need to break them up already.
Yeah, they need to.
So freaking drug out, and they've been on a year. Get it done.
Yeah.
Get it over with.
I know.
Yeah.
It's sad. And if the JSAM people think this is good writing, they got another thing
that's
coming.
What I was, that's
sick.
What I was telling Carly
and
today.
That's
saying,
all they want is somebody to
write for them?
Be Jason's bitch and get his coffee and sit on her ass and all that stuff, then they aren't watching the right show. Cause
and Carly asked the young lady, you know, why, you know, what does she like about Jason and Sam? And I almost cracked up because she said exactly what you guys were saying. All their fans say, well, he's big and he's muscular and he's this and that, and she's small and she can pull out a gun, you know. The same bullshit and she compliments him. I said, oh, wow. That's a sad, sad commentary.
And I'm sorry, when she said Liz was needy, I wanted to slap her in the mouth.
I know.
Are you guys a little proud of me because I didn't?
You were very good. I was very proud, but I was
no,
right.
I'm
I,
sorry.
I don't
I
feel
was
good.
Proud of Carly.
When I don't feel good, I get bitchy, and I will say what I feel when
no,
I
no, Brenda, are you okay?
Oh, I just caught a cold from the kids on the bus, and I've been sick for a week, and I'm about tired of it. But when
oh,
I get
wow. I just got bitchy. Over a cold. I had a cold. I could not lick it for like over two for like
I've spent
a week.
A week in my dad had to do all my chores. I felt so bad for him.
Well, everybody gets sick, Bridget, you know.
Well, I know, but I don't get sick that often. When I do, it goes full force.
Yes, I love Sam and Lucky, too, Soap Opera Queen. They were like, I like them, too. That's what I'm saying. If Sam were getting the story outside of Jason and... you know, and have her own story, then I could like her again. I like
they
Sam Lucky.
She could have changed with Lucky.
Huh?
She could have changed with Lucky. She could have been a different person with Lucky and did the PI business with him.
Yes.
He could have got out of the PCPD and been in the PI with her, and they would have had a story.
And they both were, they both,
whole,
even him, outside of the storyline not involving Liz, totally made him a better person, you know, and everything. But no, they had to get rid of, you know, Greg Vaughn's Lucky and bring back JJ and recycle their storyline again or whatever.
I see, and no one got up in arms about when they fired Greg Vaughn.
They didn't.
Annihilating.
Oh, well.
There's a little bit of success, but there's nothing like this.
I mean, I said, okay, you know, I said, wow, this is, I didn't know. I mean, when they first, when those two young ladies came on the show, I said, wow, I said, they're really serious about this. Like I said, I'm sick of the Michael character, you know, period. I'm sick of the Michael character. And personally, I don't really give a shit whether he stays or whether he goes. I mean, I was just curious as to why they would let him go, because he seems like he has talent, you know, he's a talented young actor. But basically, I'm just sick of the character. I'm sick of Michael, and I'm just sick of it, you know.
Yeah, I know. It seems like that's all he's been watching ever since he's got on the show. It's always about Michael, you know.
You know,
and everything.
I'm sick of it.
They
you
need
know.
To get rid of this trial soon, because it's
wrong. You know what, I'm
make him confess and deal with the consequences.
You know what? But you know what? I don't think there's, you know what? I don't think there's to be a lot of consequences, only because Michael was protecting Carly and Jacqueline, and you have a great case for self-defense. You have a really good one.
That's so stupid, you know, because they could have said that from the very beginning.
Yes, because
they had to let this build and build, and people lie. It's like they've been covering up for Michael's ass forever, you know, and they just continue to do the same thing. I mean, it's boring. Who cares?
Well, and then Alexis is supposedly going to hit Kiefer, and they're still going to blame it on Ethan, and it's still going to get drug out on who did it, because, of course, Sam's going to get her two cents in to tell Alexis to lie.
Well, you know what? Yeah, you know what? I'm looking forward to April 15th, because that's the day Zaytam starts going down, 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 downhill.
I wouldn't hold my breath, Carly. I really wouldn't. All these dates that it's going to have. I really would not hold my breath and wish for that, you know.
Why? Because all the spoilers are out there that is happening. Zaytam is over. Zaytam is done.
Well, we'll see. I have no faith in these writers whatsoever. You know, when is her contract up?
Not soon enough.
Yeah, I know Steve's is up in October?
Yeah, but he's going to resign.
Oh, well, we'll see. But like I said, I wouldn't hold my breath on them breaking them up. I just don't.
As long as Todd has got everybody by the balls.
I'm sure what you're saying. I mean, I'm not going to really, I mean, I'm having a little bit of faith, but I'm kind of on the front right now on the fence because, you know, I mean, I don't want to get my hopes up and then all of a sudden it's not going to happen.
Because they've done this before. They have boosted this all up and then all of a sudden, finally, and then crap.
I just don't get, General Hospital is not General Hospital to me anymore. It's a totally different show. Yeah, I might be tuning in right now, I'm just curious to see what this whole storyline is going with Christina and everything, you know, but I mean, after the storyline, I don't know if I'm going to stay back into the show or whatever, you know, but I mean,
it's awful. I mean, I have gotten on different boards, and I said, the apathy has really set in. People really, they don't really talk about Jason and Liz anymore, not that much.
I understand.
People are just, they are fans that will never come back.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree with
fans
that.
Fans will never come back because they're tired of people jerking their chains, you know, and that's all that the powers, you know, to be, that's all they have been doing, jerking our chain, you know, trying,
they will throw
in a scene here and there, and you say, oh, well, maybe, and then nothing comes of it. You know, that's what they've been doing for years. So really, I could, you know.
And you know what? The few years that I didn't watch it at all, I think it was after when he was with Courtney and everything, I stopped watching it. I mean, I go to the message boards, but I was watching another soap at the time. I think I was watching Guiding Light or one of the Channel 4 shows or something, and I was okay with that. I mean, and then all of a sudden, when I saw the promo for Jason and Liz,
it turned
me back in. Mm-hmm. And then I watched it, and then I couldn't wait to come home and watch it at a hospital, and then they did it again to us, you know, and I was like, okay, if you're going to do this, then,
what, Sherry, I mean, even when they so-called gave them a story, was it really a story? We would see certain scenes, you know, they would have, you know, nice little scenes here and there, you know.
I know. They were,
you know, and then it would go back to the danger thing. And
I know.
And then they would, constantly, they would get together on Tuesday, and by Wednesday, were broken up. I mean, they were never given an actual story like this messed up couple now. They have a year. I mean, this is their third time being together,
right? I know.
Right?
And what have
I
they
mean,
gotten?
What
nothing?
The hell is that?
They
what
haven't gotten any
stuff?
Story at all. Nothing.
No.
And that's what I was laughing today. I was laughing watching that scene, and I'm like, this is all that they're getting? What kind of storyline is this for them? I mean, I thought their storyline was supposed to pick up.
And the James Bam fans actually enjoy this?
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, you are tuning in to see the debacle that is James Bam.
I know.
You really want to see this go. When is the last time she even was a PI? She's been on freaking Jason's couch for the last month. You know what I mean?
Now, all she knows how to do now is just come to Jason and rant about what's happened to Christina. All she's doing is she's coming to him for comfort, and then he tries to make her feel better by go buying her milkshake at Kelly's.
Really? She's buying her a milkshake?
Oh, that's good for her heart.
But I heard her say, I heard them talking about a milkshake, and then they walk in, and then she sees Ethan there flirting with the new waitress at Kelly's. And, of course, she makes a comment to Ethan, and Ethan didn't really say anything, but I'm sure they're going to say something tomorrow. And then Jason's face was like, it was so funny. I felt like laughing the way Jason looked when he was looking at Ethan, you know, like he was going to laugh himself or whatever. His eyes were popping out of his skull or whatever. Funny. And I think I don't know if Ethan's going to comment about what she said, but I think he should just walk away and not say anything, you know. And just let Luke handle it and figure it out, and let Dante and everybody figure out that he's innocent, and then Sam's going to be laughed at, you know, and everything.
But, of course, she never pays for any of her mistakes. She's got to throw everybody else.
Exactly.
I mean, look at Nicole on Days of Her Life. She went to jail.
People were punished.
She was punished. I mean, even though she wasn't in jail for very long, at least she was punished. You know what I mean?
And now she's trying to break Brady and...
I kind of liked Brady and
but
Nicole.
But you know what? I like Brady and Nicole. I really like them. I'm not into... I mean, the girl Ari, she's all right, but I still think Brady has feelings for Nicole.
He does, and you know,
he is really trying to fight them,
but they'll never truly be together because she can't. She's kind of like Spam. She can't get out of her evilness. She's always got to come up with a plan or a debacle, and they'll never. Brady's too straight laced. He's.
I guess Carly is. Not Carly. What's her name?
Ariana?
No.
I don't like Brady and Ariana because of the fact they were both on Passions. I don't want to see a Passions.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to.
Oh, really?
Oh, I like DJ Nicole, too. See, I'm on the fence now. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing EJ and Nicole back together, but the way EJ has been lately, I don't know about that. So...
Brave's gonna bust his ass.
I can't wait till he
busts him wide open.
I know.
He's so smug now. He thinks he has everything under control and thinks he's won.
you know, oh, jeez.
I know. It's like Ethan and Teresa. It's like I'm watching Ethan and Teresa all over again on Passions. And I was never a big Ethan and Teresa fan. I was kind of a, even though Gwen was kind of not a very good character, but I kind of liked Gwen and Ethan.
She was evil. I loved her, the evil side of her. Like, psychotic.
I know. Oh, she was Erica Kane's daughter.
Even though that, even that show was stupid, but it was fun to watch because you never know what was going to come up next.
I never watched that show. Never watched that show.
You know what, Celia? You and I are in the same boat. I never watched it.
I watched it, Carly.
Yeah.
Then they broke up Sheridan and Luis, and I stopped watching it because I was a big Sheridan and Luis fan, and they screwed that up. That couple up, man, they were, you know, they. They had them together, and they broke them up. They put them together. They broke them up for 7 years. I had to watch them, and not
they
really
were on. Bechdel was on for 7 years.
Well,
yeah.
It was
wow.
Miguel and Luis was it was an on again and off again type of relationship. They never let that couple be happy.
Mm,
they were supposed to be
familiar.
Soulmates, and then towards the end of the show, they brought in another lady, another girl for him or something. He fell in love with somebody else, and then Sheridan became evil, which I hated. They turned her evil, and I stopped watching it completely. I never even watched the end of the show. Couldn't get into it anymore.
Dallas in the room goes, I did see the Jason thing. It was funny. Sam didn't know about Jason thing, Ethan the innocent. Well, you know what? When that comes, Sam's going to be as mad as hell. I'm going to sit back and watch it because I lie.
Well,
come
they're
on.
Both lying to each other. They're keeping things from each other. How can a couple stay together if they're going to keep
the
lies?
Hey, in chat, did you see Jason's face today at the end of the show? Wasn't it funny? Yes, facial expression was so funny. I thought so, too.
He's probably thinking, get me the hell out of this debacle.
I'm still trying to get over the fact that he's buying milkshakes. I mean, I just can't wrap my mind around Jason Morgan, Bob Enforcer is buying freaking milkshakes for his woman. Oh,
I fast forward through most of it, but I caught the end where Sam goes, oh, will you owe me a big milkshake or something? And so that's what where I got that from. So,
oh my
I don't know exactly
God.
What was said.
Yeah, he wanted a big burger, and she goes for the milkshake. Like she's like, oh,
so
Jason
Lewis would have gone to the
Dallas Jensen is saying in the chat room, without trust, love does not last. I think those
that
are Jensen's last words. She always says that.
That is exactly what
now. So he obviously doesn't trust Sam with the truth, and she doesn't trust him. You know, they both so they're keeping secrets together. Who cares?
With it,
yes,
I was up to, like, five, and I know I have to quit doing this, but Terry King, give me Alexa Leo, but the YNO thing, holy shit, son of a bitch. That's
oh,
all I
yeah.
Say.
Patty tried to suffocate. Yeah.
I was laughing. I'm going out to everybody kill people.
And then
he's a nut.
Chloe got proposed to, and she, oh, I broke my heart.
What happened?
They were in the taxi, and he proposed to her.
Yeah, you know, I had
and
a feeling Friday that she
choked.
Was going to turn him down, because she's not, look, she's a girl and been through the fire twice. And I can kind of see her side. She's, you know, she's scared. I mean, I can understand that. You know, she loves him, but she's not ready, you know, for the I do's as of yet, you know. And,
wait, okay, who are we talking about?
We're talking about Chloe and
Crap,
they
boys.
They were supposed to be the big, they're having sex for the first time, and so that just, that killed that mood.
That
right
sure did, oh well. I guess he'll have to just go on and
try
to find somebody else.
She can't.
You know what? I just realized I'm sitting here thinking what that just Dan said why she liked them. It was about the adventure. I was thinking how many times are we gonna see them in an adventure? Like, is that all that Jason is an adventure guy?
Oh yeah, right. That's all they what adventures have they been on? Name what a freaking adventure. I mean, real adventures have they been on?
They haven't been on an adventure for a year now or
Jason
something.
Jason saving her ass. Jason saving her ass. Jason
yeah, I don't
saving
know what
her ass.
Kind of
that's the only adventure he's ever been on.
He's going to be 50 years old and he's going to have to save her all the time or something, you know?
Steve they better do something because Steve will turn 40 next couple of months or so. He'll be 40. I mean,
he turns 40 a month before I turn 40.
Yeah, I mean, Steve looks fabulous. I mean, but even he should want more for his character. I mean, maybe he does. I'm sure he does. Or maybe at this point he's just happy and feels blessed to bringing home a paycheck. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the thing that really ticks me off about Jason and how they write him, they say he can't be domesticated, but why do they have to domesticate him to have a family? Sonny's not domesticated, and he has kids and a family.
Yep.
And still doing the mob thing. Why is it hard for them to write Jason having a family with the people he wants to be with?
Well, because they want to keep Jason adventure guy, and, you know, they don't want him to settle down with
Let him have adventures with Liz. Get her out of her bubble for change.
I know.
True. I mean, why does she have to be a straight-laced mom all the time?
Exactly.
A girl that could be adventurous, too.
Well, I think she has been this past year, Bridget. I think she has been a little adventurous, wouldn't you say?
You know what? You know, when that caller called in and
that kind of adventurous.
Well, no, it's, no. When said something about, you know, I made the point about about Sam carrying a gun, and I go, wait a moment, so we have Liz saved Sam's life. Does anyone remember that? If I was Liz, I would have thought the best. If I was Liz, I would have thought the best.
So Liz could handle herself with anything that comes her way, a gun, a knife, or whatever, you know, wood chipper or something, you know. I mean, she's a mother a mother will do just about anything to protect her family.
Protect her children, right?
Well, look at Carly. Carly's a mom, and she still goes out and puts herself out there to do whatever she needs to do.
Yeah. I mean, Liz's a fighter. Come on, these people don't know. These people have never, they don't even know the character. When she first came on the show, Liz was a troublemaker, and I wish that Liz would come back. You know, be that you know, stubborn, you know, what do you call it? Just that.
Take what you want. Don't give it.
Yeah.
What are they saying in the chat room? They're saying Steve
I left
is
24.
So
why are they canceling 24?
On Twitter sometimes trying to be hip. He's the father of two. What does that got to do with anything? He can be hip, father of two. What's wrong?
Oh, Smokey's upset because they are counting her 24.
I read that.
What
happened?
I love 24 too, Smokey. I'm so pissed off with that.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, well, okay. So Queen said, Aaron, you know, the little boy on Twitter, so no one told me I am definitely being recast. Last time I heard, it was all booked out to stay. If the pilot gets up, the eighth might not have other faces. We will see how this all shakes out. So, yeah.
I will never come back.
Smokey said she does. Never coming back to. Well, I don't blame her for not wanting to come back because they all kind of suck right now. These soaps. Would you come back?
Why not?
What?
I said all except why not. They don't suck.
Yep, they don't. And I loved what Dad said. I would tune Sam in for watching my child get kidnapped. Yeah. What was that? No, I just, you know, it was funny. I was watching all the scenes, and whenever Sam calls Ethan a con artist, I'm like, wait a moment. You cannot call someone a con artist when you have been the number one target of being a con.
That's calling the kettle black.
Exactly. Oh, and Talia, was going to try and make it tonight, but she had, I think, a death in the family, but she really wanted, and, you know, I just said, you know, come back when you, you know, want to, and so,
yeah, Sam's very hypocritical, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Hypocritical on this show, I swear.
You know, tonight, we are supposed to have thunderstorms. Isn't that nice of the weather to do this to me?
Yeah, that is so nice. I have, we have hot weather here in California. I'm getting sick of this hot weather right now.
Oh,
okay, so do we want to trade? Because I do not like this rain, and it's supposed to be thundering, maybe hail again. I'm not liking this. I am not liking this weather one freaking moment.
Well, we had that a couple of days ago. We had the rain and, you know, and the thunderstorm. Now, today it was raining this morning, but in the afternoon it was sunny.
I know, we've been having,
and
like...
It's starting to warm up now. I'm hearing 80, 81 degrees.
Oh, yeah, that's about what it's been here. And
yeah.
This, yeah, we're getting a little bit of a preview of what it's like going to be in the summer, I guess, you know?
I think it's going to be one hot summer, I think, because we had such a bad winter. You know?
Oh, my gosh, so do we.
Well, you think I'd be used to hot weather right by now? I mean, I've lived in California all my life. I mean, I just wish it would get into, like, maybe, like, a mid-70s, you know, I like
right.
it.
Right, perfect weather. Because
so,
when it's like that it's here, it's great. It's great. I love it.
You know, you guys.
You know, I think I complain too much about hot weather. So.
No, you don't. what was the guy? Oh, you know, it's been really quiet tonight. Kind of nice. I mean, you think they were called in?
Well, they're still like a few. He might just call the last few minutes to get a reaction from you guys.
Yeah, just tell me when he's coming on so I can get my popcorn ready and I can, you know, chill. This is my entertainment. I swear, some of the best nights were I was spending with Jay and Carly, and going, they were going at it, and I think Jay, he loves pushing your buttons.
Okay,
he loves pushing your buttons, and he pushes every one of them. He pushes every one of them, and Carly falls for it all the time.
Elizabeth Fan,
said,
I don't know. I do not, yes.
We don't know where Jay is. That's what we've been wondering where Jay is, too. I know he was here in California not too long ago, but I don't know if he's back where he lives. But
okay, Smokey, wait, Elizabeth Fan, I have no idea where Jay is. In public, with my stupid luck, he's probably going to call in the last 10 minutes it took for me.
Yeah, he's probably one of these guests listening and, like,
yeah,
you
right.
know.
I have to know so I can put the popcorn in the microwave and I can get ready. See, when he just pops up, then I'm not ready. But I want to just chill out because that is my entertainment.
How much do y'all bet when Kiefer gets hit next week? That they do a montage of Ethan driving, Alexis driving, and somebody else driving when he gets
See,
there.
It sounds like we had
how
that
How much
scene
do
before.
You
want
to bet? Because they've done this how many times with a hit and run? They always
oh,
have a montage
God.
Of different people driving.
Oh, please.
And then, of course, they blame it on Ethan, and Lucky has to go arrest him again.
Oh,
you know
God.
What?
There was a spoiler out there saying that Ethan's going to be accused of it, but nobody says anything.
Oh.
That's even worse.
I read somewhere that Alexis, she ran him over, and I think she knows it, but she doesn't say anything about it. They
Sam and Jason might might you know, cover it up. Just like, you know, he covers up all the hit and runs in Port Charles. That's his job.
What? Ethan cannot get a freaking break in this storyline, can he? Shit, man, I'm getting tired of seeing Ethan get blamed for all of this. Christina should have just told the truth, and I know that happens in real life when you protect your abuser, but, man, I mean, come on, just tell the truth already.
Supposedly, Alexis tells Sam.
We came to the door to beg Christina to tell the truth, you know.
You know what my favorite line on Zeno Hospital was last week? Sonny, don't you dare test my son. Sonny, don't you ever dare test my son. And, like, I was sitting back relaxing, and I rewound that moment, like, a couple of times because I just thought, wow. When they get in some good scenes together, Monique and Anthony, it was one of those things that I want to sit back and relax and just see where the pieces fall because they have never really been mad at each other. This is the time that stupid Lucky died and Luke and Laura blamed Sonny on it. They were blaming the wrong person. They should have blamed Elena, that evil person. That makes me crawl into my bed every time I see her.
I know, this show. I don't get this show anymore. This show's not
You
the
know
way.
What? All I want to see on Dave is I want EJ to be found out for the snake he really is, and I want Sammy to clock him one. I mean, like, whoops, did I accidentally do that to you? He's like, clock him again because, you know, he knew what he was doing. And I thought it was kind of funny, but kind of not when Anna had the, you know, the governor who played by
she had him locked up on the bed. That was hilarious.
That was terrible. Anna, oh, God.
You know that Sonny had a breakdown kind of thing. And Claire saw it. He told Jason, you need to kill Ethan or whatever. And so, of course, using that against him. But Jason goes, there goes the idea of killing Ethan now. You can't kill him now because if you kill him, you know, he's the primary suspect now, you know.
Boy, did you see Dante and Donnie? Holy shit.
Oh, I know.
We saw little mini Sonny come out today from old Dante.
Morgan?
Oh, yeah. Because Ronnie was trying to get information out of Morgan about Michael.
Oh, my gosh.
Dante came up and threw him against the wall, and you told him to stay away from my little brother.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. He came out full force today.
Oh, boy.
That, you know.
And John's on the stand, too, about Sonny hitting Claudia. Smacking her around and stuff. Oh, yeah. That's why Sonny got up and said, told him he's a liar.
Did he smack Claudia around?
No.
No.
He didn't. That's one thing he never did. He doesn't hit his women. He doesn't hit women.
He might hit them emotionally, but he doesn't, which is worse.
He doesn't physically hurt anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, Elizabeth fan, you don't like Dante, huh? I love Dante.
Oh, me?
No, Elizabeth in chat room says she says have no use for Dante or Dom. I guess I take it she's not a Dante lover like me.
Oh yeah. Well, I think he's a pretty good actor. I think he's a pretty good actor from what I've seen of him, but like I said, I don't really follow it, so I don't know. I'm not really loving anybody at this point from Jehovah.
I know, not really. I know.
It's hard to like
this show. I mean, even though I'm kind of watching it, I have it back on my DVR, but I'm only watching it kind of for the storyline to see what happens and to see, You know, but after, like I said before, I don't know if I'll continue, not unless Jason and Liz get back together anytime.
Yeah, no, and that's what everyone seems to be saying on the boards. I mean, you know, Liz and Jason fans, no one seems to really care anymore about anything.
You know what,
a lot of apathy.
I don't blame them either, because we've been going through this for over 10 years now, and how much more are we going to have to put up with this?
But the thing is also, well, I don't think why the Bulls people are talking, because everyone says everything on Twitter now. Mostly they don't go to the Bulls whenever they feel angry.
Yeah, they go on Twitter. Yeah, I know.
Oh, well, I don't go to Twitter. I'm not on Twitter, and I'm not on Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm still fighting too. I love Liz and I'm still fighting, but
yeah, we are not giving up.
I don't know. I guess I'm trying to play devil's advocate here, trying to get into the minds of the people that do love them, but they've just given up. You know,
yeah,
they probably are so tired of being, you know, pushed around for so long that they don't even want to give them a shot, and they're probably just sick of that. And I will never give up. You know, I'm still fighting too.
Even Becky has given up. You know, and they're the actors, you know.
I know.
You know,
I feel
what
are
you gonna do? You can only fight so much, you know.
What were you saying, Carol?
I don't know. I lost my thought of concentration. I don't remember what I was gonna say.
Oh my god, okay, yeah. And if you're wondering why Kimo is only following Bertin from the DH cast. Why, no, Christina, Lexi, Nancy, and Laurie. Yeah, that is weird. Bridget. I don't know. Hey, Bridget.
Yes, dear.
We have 8 more days or 9 more days until all my wives.
I know.
Okay.
I know. Okay.
And I only have 3 episodes left of my little mini porn show. So,
what's that?
There's 3 episodes left until the season finale.
Of what?
Of Spartacus.
Oh, Spartacus! Oh, yeah. Oh. You know, that last segment, that last episode was the best one yet. It was
you think
so,
so? I
good.
So wasn't that sad? I think you watch, so you watch it.
I was so pissed.
Wasn't that sad?
I said, they're not going to kill his best friend.
I know.
That's his BFF. Come on. You can't do that.
Actually, Spartacus didn't do it because he knew.
No, because he knew that.
So his friend took the knife and did it for him.
Right.
And then the girl that.
I was totally pissed. I was totally pissed.
Me too. And poor Spartacus, you know, and I knew she was going to come in there and comfort him, which I was really glad about.
Yeah, really, I know.
I love them together. I hope they you know, next thing you know.
Maybe they will, because he doesn't have his wife anymore, you know.
I never really liked I guess because it was like when you first saw it, because we don't know the history of them two, so I couldn't really get into it. It's like we were forced to just. To believe that they were man and, you know what I mean? It's like, because the very first episode you saw them together as man and wife, and there was no backstory, so I really didn't know about the characters, but I don't know. I guess that's the way I'm with soap couples. I need to see the history of the people,
right.
You know? I need to see them gradually get together or something, you know?
But like, I was telling my sister, I said, you know what? I said, this is the best episode, because you saw less Humpage. I'm tired of the Humpage every freaking week.
Yeah, there was less, wasn't there? Yeah.
Right?
Oh my god. But... Yeah. finally, that one girl and that other guy, they finally got together, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like waiting for that.
Yep.
Them to finally get together. They did.
But you know who I wish would get hers is that blonde bitch, because she's the reason why they made Spartacus fight, you know, fight him.
She's the one that killed that lady, huh?
I know. She's crazy. She's a psycho.
I know. I know.
She's
oh, my
psycho.
God.
Because she got so pissed off because, you know, when they were going through the mask thing and they were having sex, she thought it was that other man.
Oh, my God.
You know, I can't think of the name. But and then when the mask came off and she saw that the one she was humping was Spartacus, she went ape shit. She did.
Yeah, and I think it was the wife who set that up. Remember?
Yes.
Or something, and she set that whole thing up into motion. So basically, she's the one that started
right.
the whole thing.
Right. Started.
No, I know.
Oh. Okay, Bridget. Hey, Bridget.
Okay. New topic now.
Okay, yeah,
yes.
Okay, so I was something on Entertainment Tonight, that maybe I still am, and I don't think he died.
Who died?
What are you talking about?
I don't think
he's
dead.
Who, what?
Oh, no, only my brother, that said.
Oh.
That was a segue.
Okay, fine, it's a different topic. My old dude, loving sister, hey, this has been bothering me since June, when they went off the air, or July. This has been bothering me since they were off then. How they do the cliffhanger, and we had to wait so many freaking months for it. We almost had to wait almost a whole freaking year. And I just want to see it. I mean, they did this to us the season before, and now they are doing it again, which I don't think is very nice of them.
Well, I think he shoots the gun, or maybe he drops it or something. That's when it fires. I don't think he gets hurt. I don't think he gets hurt either. But
well, I know, but I mean, I just remember the you know, the whole thing and the last. You know, the last moment of the show was that, and then they were off, and I'm like, that cannot be the season finale. I looked at that on my own, so it was the season finale. I just don't think they need to do that to me. It's very, very impolite.
You know,
yes,
funny.
It is.
That Shirley and me were talking.
That's why they're cliffhangers.
Got Bridget and Carly talking, okay. That was funny. Okay, Shirley, so,
Just mentioned some humpage and everybody, you know, jumped on him. Yeah, I mean.
My other show starts Wednesday night.
What show is that?
In Plain Sight on USA.
Oh, you know what?
It starts
Wednesday.
Is that good, Bridget? Is that good?
Yeah, Wednesday, yes.
Hey, does anybody on here like Burn Notice and like White Collar and all that? Has anybody watched?
I have watched Burn Notice, which
I love that.
It's a very good show, but for some reason I don't watch it because I'm doing something else when it comes on. But I like the guy. You know what's his name? The story is so cool.
I forgot his name. Why am I forgetting his name? Because I love the actor. Yeah, I know you're talking the lead guy. Yeah. He was on this one movie a long time ago. It was the sequel to, it was a movie. That's where he became kind of known as the Blair Witch Project 2. It was a sequel to the Blair Witch Project, and he was in that movie. And, so I've kind of followed him ever since that movie. He was also in that one movie, The Changeling. Has anybody seen that movie, The Changeling?
Yes, I saw it. Uh-huh.
That was a good movie. That was sad.
Okay.
Yes,
you guys,
yes, we
are going over time, but I just wanted to thank everyone that called in and thank, you know, everyone for calling and thanking everyone in the chat, and we will be back on Wednesday night to just call and beg us and, you know, to tell us about your little closet TV so that no one... Yeah.
Yeah. Well, case in point, you don't have to be ashamed to like anything but a slight porn.
Hey, excuse me, you're the one that is watching it every week, okay?
Oh, Shirley watches it too.
I watch it every week. What are you talking about?
Huh?
I was the one to tell you about all the humpings that was on here. You should tune in, Carly.
Yeah, well, I would, but the stupid I don't have that on my stupid friggin' packet, believe me.
We would be talking about that, too, every night if you were to watch that. I'd be calling you, like, right after it's over. Did you see that?
Oh, honey. I mean, it is what you call X-rated. There's no getting around it. Soft porn.
Isn't it? I know.
I mean, I've never seen so many different sized penises in all my life on television. It's unbelievable.
Oh my god. Especially that one episode where they were in the line. They're standing in the line. You remember they were lined up?
Oh my god, yes.
They had to take the little cloth off.
Yeah, right. A little diaper. Whatever the hell.
That's when I texted Carly. I go, oh my gosh. Wow. So full frontal here.
Man. Good Lord. I said, boy, those Romans sure were stacked.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. So funny. You won't see that on, like, regular TV, that's for sure, ever. Back in the day, they never would have showed full frontal like that. You know, a long time ago on, they had a hard time showing full frontal for women, you know, a long time ago. Now it's like, totally
everything
cool on these shows,
you know. Now, my sister, she used to watch Rome.
I never watched that one.
It was basically like the same thing. I mean,
is it
in
really?
Rome, those were some wild times they had in Rome.
Oh, my gosh.
My God. I mean, the men going with men, with women, with animals, with anything that moved. It was terrible.
I know.
But Spartacus, like I said, that last episode, in my opinion,
that was the best one. The last three episodes they're even more better.
Now, is this the end of the series or
the
end of the season?
The season finale.
Maybe the rest
of the sex scenes and all that, you know, maybe pick up in story wise. You know, I'm hoping.
Yeah, let's hear some dialogue. Jeez.
Oh my.
Hey, Carly, what's up?
That's how much more dialogue. I am following you guys'
sexual things, you know?
What?
Yeah,
more dialogue and less sex, man.
I know. Let's
It's
talk.
Like, I'm glad no kids, I'm hoping that no kids are watching it. I mean, I have DirecTV, and sometimes it's on earlier. It's like on at like 8 or 7 o'clock, too, so I would hope that parents, you know, put that on their restriction thing on their TV.
I certainly hope so.
Carly tells me, you better make sure that your niece doesn't come in while you're watching it, you know?
That's right.
Pause it really
careful.
I watch it paused on like a sex scene.
Let's slow it down a little bit. Can you slow it down?
Slow motion.
Honey, oh my gosh.
Oh gosh.
Okay.
Oh, now you can tell GH ain't doing nothing because we have been talking about Spartacus show. I mean, it's sad.
I know. I think I'd rather watch Spartacus.
It's sad.
Any time of the day or year or month or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yep.
At least they know
what. What if Steve Burton was on?
Oh my goodness, I doubt it.
You
would, since he's like a family. Oh, well, that guy that's on Spartacus is a family guy too. He's got like three kids in real life and everything, you know.
Oh, really? Does he?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, okay.
Married and has a family, you know.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, he's an actor. He's just doing his job.
I know. Oh gosh, yeah.
He's just doing his job. I don't think Steve would do that anyway.
I'm
really surprised Steve is doing what he's doing.
He's a Christian he's a Christian guy, so I don't think that.
Oh, yes. Well, I am a Christian as well. I mean.
I know, me too. But yeah, I watch.
Of course, it is hell and damnation for me now.
That doesn't mean that he can't act in it, huh? Yeah.
Of course. He's an actor.
But they're getting paid for, you know.
He's an actor. Yes.
Sorry. Oh my God. I wonder if they get a lot more money if they do scenes like that. I wonder if they get more money if
like hazardous duty pay or something?
Oh my god.
Oh god. Oh god.
Oh my god. Oh yeah, are you okay?
Hi Carly.
Hey, I'm just thinking about something I said to Carrie the other night.
What?
Hey, Jeff. Business.
Okay. That was, like, really funny. Yeah.
Tia.
You should say what you said to me in the drive.
Oh, my God.
What? Say it. What, Carly?
Hey, Carly. You. Yeah, okay, fine. Okay. Terry and I always talk when she's, like, in the drive-thru or something. And I said,
I don't know if it's funny, but it might not be funny to anybody else. I thought I got a kick out of it.
Oh, one of the inside joke things, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
go ahead, say
it. Come on, Carly, say it.
Carly, say it. We're not on.
Okay,
we're
fine.
Cut off.
Okay. I don't know what we were talking about, but then I said, you know, have you ever had sex in a barn? Okay, because my grandparents.
Sex in a barn?
Yes.
Okay.
All I have to say is it's itchy.
Okay, yeah, I know.
Listen.
She said.
You never know.
She said it'll take weeks for.
Oh my god.
She said it would take weeks for it to come out. All the.
Wow. Itchy.
Hey.
Tell us about your experiences.
Is that what you said to me, Carly? Is that what you said, or no?
What?
You said it would take weeks for it to come out.
It did. I don't invite sex and hay to go together after my experience with it. And I'm going to kill you, Leo, sis, but that's okay.
Oh, my God.
You didn't have to say you personally. Well, I guess it wouldn't have made any sense, huh?
But I mean, I'm glad Bridget, you know, sort of knows what I'm talking about. I don't feel alone right now then.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I don't know, Sherry. I guess, you know, we're not barn girls. I mean, I don't know.
I know.
We have different experiences, though.
Oh, my gosh.
On hay and itchy hay.
Ooh, oh, my
geez.
God. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's
how
the West
now.
Too bad Jason and Liz didn't, when they were met up at the barn. Remember? When?
Oh, yeah. That's
too
scene.
Bad they couldn't have had a little... a sex in the hay or something, you know?
Yeah, well.
Didn't
Liz and Nicholas hit the barn during their little trip?
Did they?
No, Rebecca.
Oh, no. Wait, I thought
it was Rebecca. Oh, okay.
Okay, but I thought that was, and Courtney and Nicholas did too.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's Nicholas. Well, you know, they said those scenes with Nick and Liz were something else. I couldn't bear to watch. I didn't watch them, but I used to read stuff about them, and that used to make me ill. They said Nicholas and Liz were pretty hot. I said, how come they never gave Liz and Jason those kind of hot scenes, you know? But no.
I know. What did Jason? What did she say about Nick and Emily, Liz today that she doesn't like Liz because she's sleeping excuse me, but didn't Sam do the same thing?
Yep. More than once.
Okay, bye. You guys, I was going to say that, but everyone told me it'd be nice, so I was being nice.
You could be nice
and still put it in their face.
Guys, you don't have to be nice. This is your
show.
When people say that, they're just being hypocrites. That they need to think before they speak and to get to know exactly that Sam character. I guess they haven't been watching very well.
You know what? The thing I don't get, I'm real never gay. I know you both are staring, saying that I'm not starring a role or anything. But no one ever calls Sharon a slut online when she slept with Zach, Billy, Nick, and Adam.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, the only one that called her a slut was,
I guess because Sharon is not, well, Sharon is like, I mean, I guess she's not like Sam in the sense that she's not a con artist. She never came to town to, you know, to like con anybody out of anything. I mean, you know, I guess maybe that's the difference there too. I mean, I don't know between Sam and Sharon. That's probably why we're not hating on her as much, Sharon.
No, I'm just
Sharon
saying.
Sharon could be a BR, though, honey. Sharon is so mellow. But you know, it seems like this past year they've sort of been, I don't know, I can't say whitewashing Sharon, but it seems like Sharon doesn't do what you would normally think Sharon would do. Now, like with the baby, I thought she was going to destroy the letter because that would be typical Sharon.
Oh, you mean
Phyllis?
No.
Don't you mean Phyllis? Don't you mean Phyllis? You said Sharon. It would be typical Sharon to
I don't mean Sharon. That's right. I don't mean Sharon.
Well, you know what?
I mean Phyllis.
I love Phyllis. You know, part of her wanted to, and part of her, she loves Nicholas so much that she didn't want to do that. And
I know.
She doesn't. Yeah. I'm hoping that this doesn't break them up because I'm a big Phyllis and
me
and
too.
You're a big fan. Yeah.
I kind of watched the recent scenes of Nicholas and about where she got the letter and she didn't destroy it and how Sharon said to Phyllis, "I owe you my future," or something.
Mm-hmm,
and I saw that.
I am, and
I read spoilers where Sharon talks to somebody about the baby and she said that they need to only her and Nicholas need to.
Mm-hmm.
Come together with the baby and, you know, not...
Yeah, you don't really see that, but that's what she told Nick. She told him that this afternoon that she's been speaking to, you know, doctors and whatnot, and look at what this poor baby has been through. Total confusion now.
Well, I mean, come on. I mean, the girl thinking that Victor was her father for a little while now, Nick is, and, you know, it's crazy. But, you know, I was just, you know, saying the other day, not that I don't like her, but... You know, I just thought that was very hypocritical of, you know, people never remind people what Sam had done, like sleeping with Rick, Sonny, Zax, Zayton, and it's
the whole
Lucky
town.
Well, and the only one that Sam hasn't slept with because he's sort of related to him is Nicholas.
Yeah, what are they, first cousins, second cousins, third cousins, or what are they?
You know
cousins,
what?
They are first cousins.
It's never really been proven that Alexis is her mother, right?
You're right. I don't think they ever took any DNA.
Yeah, and there was a spoiler going, was a rumor that she could be related to the Quartermains, that she could be like Jason's cousin or something. That would be funny.
Oh, gag me.
She's so hilarious with this whole time sleeping with her cousin.
Oh, gosh. Well, I don't think that will bother her. She's such a hoe. I don't think that would hardly bother her.
That wouldn't bother her in the least. Yeah,
no.
Really.
No.
I swear,
I wanted just to shoot the television or something because that's all that they could write for this couple. I'm not saying it, but, I mean, come on. Even the look on Jason's face. That was so funny.
Well, what kind of look? What you keep saying? Maybe I have to get it on YouTube.
They came into Kelly's, and she saw Ethan there, and she made a comment about Ethan because he was flirting with the new waitress or whatever.
Right.
And walking out, and then Ethan just kind of like he didn't really say anything. He just kind of like sighed and looked away, and he kind of looked at Jason a little bit, and Jason's face was like, it looked like it was like he wanted to laugh. Yeah, he was trying to be serious or something, and his eyes were practically, you know, out of his eye socket or something. It was just a funny expression that Jason had on his face. It was so funny, and I was just, I had to rewind it a couple times to laugh, and
just
I was like, it was so funny. I mean, I don't know why he had that face. I mean, with the comment, maybe it's because of the fact that he knows that Ethan could be innocent and the way that Sam's, you know, getting mad at him or something. I don't know. It was just hilarious the way he had that.
I am just looking forward to the fight this week because...
Is it this week?
Well, it does. Okay, they will be getting a little more fight, and then they will start growing apart, and then on the April 15th, around April 15th, that's when the dam breaks for that couple.
Well,
Sam tries to break up with Jason, but she sees it's harder for her to walk away because he won't let her.
Isn't that funny how it's... Oh, Sam,
also, he won't let her. Also, he wants his Sammy pool.
Oh my gosh. You know what?
But not for long.
That's really a gag-worthy moment. See, that's why I don't watch this freaking show.
Well, that
like
seems
that.
It was a gag-worthy scene. That was a gag-worthy scene today. And they only had two scenes today, though. They weren't on the whole time, so that was pretty good.
You know, this is this repeat of 95, how this Sam were getting so little scenes in all of it. You know, the writing is on the wall with this cover. This cover is going to be over by July when their stupid event is going on. They won't even be together, and I will be happy about that because...
Yeah. The scenes that were a waste. It was a waste for Jason to be in the scene. This is all that they're going to write for him. It's such a waste when he could be going to Shady Brook and getting to that storyline and having a storyline with the mother of his child and everything. I mean, come on. I don't even think Jason needs to be in this Christina storyline. It's basically a storyline for Sunny and Christina and Alexis.
They just throw Jason into everything now. Jason hasn't had a storyline in I don't know how long. Oh, speaking about Shady Brook, I guess I'm sort of getting off the topic, but Bridget, are you still reading No More?
Nope.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Is it a recent, like, a fan fiction that's taken place at this time?
This is a fan fiction. I read the last chapter, which is, 48, 49, something like that.
No, 50.
Is it a 50 now? I can't remember.
It's early 50s. Today's episode, or today's fanfic one.
Right. I mean, I read it. I just lost track of the all. But
I hope there's some fans out there that really go against Sam, that really like hate on Sam.
Oh baby, I have been reading fanfics daily now. I finish one and I go to another.
But the fanfics are better to read.
I see why
they
you guys
are. They are. I said, bring on these writers, you know, have them go to Prospect Park and knock those idiot writers out of their seats. And,
I mean, the fanfic is so good. I know, I've read some, and they are, there was one that was
reading,
but I stopped reading, and it was kind of like back in the day when they kind of got together when he was with Courtney and everything, and then I think Liz's character in that was kind of like, she was a mob girl herself, I think. I think she was in the mob herself or whatever or something, or I don't remember exactly. Maybe it was a different one. I did read one where she was ahead of the mob family, and she turned out to be Sunny's sister in it and everything, which was really good. And I forgot it. I don't know if I finished it or not, because they're pretty long. Some of them are pretty long, you know. I mean, like reading a novel at night, you know. There was one I was reading. It was like kind of a short fic. It was about how Jake grew up to hate Jason, and he was in the mob himself. He was a hired gun himself, Jake, and he was hired to like kill like Jason or somebody that was important to Jason, like Sonny or whatever. But he grew up because his mother, Elizabeth, died when he was a little boy, and Cam had died. I guess there was a robbery, and they both died when they were young, so he grew up without his mother, and he blamed Jason for that, you know, for leaving him for the mob life and for Sam or whatever. He didn't kill Jason at the end, though, because he realized that if he killed him, it would be too... You know, he just couldn't kill him. He just had to let him live with the fact that Liz is dead, and you know, live with the fact that he left them, and that was payment enough or whatever. It was kind of, it looked like it was good. I liked it.
That sounds like a good one.
I like the one called Blood Bond, Blood Bond, where Elizabeth is Sonny's daughter.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
It's good.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yeah, you got to read it from beginning, though, to get it, but it is really good.
Elizabeth was Sonny's daughter, really?
Yep. She was a quartermain, and she's Monica's granddaughter, too. She's a quartermain and a Corinthos.
So he slept. Who did he have an affair with?
I have to reread it to get the gist of it.
Because it must have been Monica's daughter, a daughter that she had a long time ago, right? Because I know that Monica did have a daughter, Dawn.
Yeah, she did.
It's her, and then she finds out now that, and Courtney tries to switch the paternity test because she's jealous because her and Nathan were together, and.
Wow.
She gets beaten up or something, and that's how they find out she's Sonny's daughter.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good.
You better give me the link to that.
It's on RTN. You can go on RTN and get all the...
Yep.
Blood Bond is...
Blood? Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Well, that sounds like a really good one to read.
And,
I love to read.
Hill, that was a good one, too.
Which one is good?
A mother's, what is it, something, betrayal, just a
second. Oh, really? Why can't the writers go do some research on fanfics and, you know, and get...
Exactly.
Take a little bit out of fanfics, you know, and incorporate it with their own storyline or whatever, and you could have a great storyline. I don't get why they're not writing for Jason and Liz. There is so much story that could be told with this couple. We could have had them a long time ago, and she could have three kids with Jason.
Well, this,
now,
A Mother's Lover Betrayal, she has four kids by Jason.
Really?
And it's good. It's already on chapter 33. It is really good.
Lover's Betrayal? Oh, really?
A Mother's Lover Betrayal? Yeah. Jake gets sick, and she has to find a match for him, so she has Francis and Johnny drug him, and she sleeps with him and has twins.
Wow.
Yeah, it's good. It is really good.
Oh, my gosh.
And
oh, my gosh. My gosh.
It's really good fanfic.
Oh, my gosh. I better stop watching... No, I'm kidding. I better stop watching GH now and go into the fanfics, because I was going to say earlier that I guess you guys just be...
You guys?
Huh.
Okay, Bridget, you are here. And Taylor, oh my God, Susie left.
Oh, she did?
Uh-oh.
Oh.
But maybe I didn't hang up with her. I mean, that is weird.
I probably better go. I have to get up in the morning for an interview, so I probably better go get ready for a shower or something. I have a job interview tomorrow I'm kind of nervous about, so...
And what have I been telling you all week?
I wish they would have called me last week to schedule it. They called me today and left me a message on my voicemail. Just call and schedule an interview. So we'll see.
Well, call me after you get out of Utah and, you know, watch 24.
Oh, yeah, that's right. 24 is on. Yeah, I forgot it.
So go take Utah and then go watch 24 and then call me.
All right. Okay, Bridget, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, night, girls.
Okay, night. Bye.
Nine.
Bye.
Bye.